Howdy, TV fans. Review Fix Editor-in-Chief Patrick Hickey Jr. here to give you my thoughts on the second season of The Walking Dead. Let's just say it started off with a bang and ended with a bang, but somewhere in between there were some misfires and some buckshot being misplaced and some blanks being shot. It was just a wild ride. I mean, the first couple of episodes when, you know, we thought Shane was going to die and how he kind of transformed into this different character, it was something that caught a lot of people off guard and got a lot of comic book fans reinterested in the show. What they ended up doing with Shane's character was actually pretty cool. They ended up getting this character so involved with the series that she didn't really mind that he was not supposed to be alive at this point in the series. You know, Shane is supposed to die at the end of the first graphic novel, and he lived a lot longer than that in the television show. But you know what? It ended up working because we started to see different sides of the character that hadn't been seen in the comic book. The same thing kind of goes with Lori. Lori's character is very different in the show, and maybe that's about to change. But Lori's character through the first two seasons has been very, very strong. She's been supportive of Rick. She's had Rick's back. Yeah, she's made mistakes, and she can be manipulative and a bit on the annoying side. But truth be told, I mean, she's a really good character. She's kind of like Rick's conscience, in a way. Speaking of characters that are different on the TV show, I mean, Andrea's character, to this day, I still don't know what they're really doing with that character. She's just not the team player that she is in the comic book. She's not as good a shot. She's more of a, you know, shoot first, ask questions later, when in the comic book, she's really like the straight arrow, really supportive character. She's a tough woman that is able to find a new role for herself in this new society. She's able to be sexy and tough at the same time. Speaking of sexy and tough, the end of the last episode featured the origin, at least in the television series, that is, of Michonne. And it's kind of interesting the way they did it. Michonne ends up saving Andrea. I'm hoping this isn't the beginning of a lesbian affair between Michonne and Andrea. I mean, Michonne has her own relationships in the comic book, but again, there's no Tyrese in the TV show, so who is Michonne going to shack up with? T-Dog? I really don't see that happening considering how weak that character is, and I'm surprised that character even lasted as long as it did. Speaking of characters lasting longer than people thought, I mean, everyone knew that Sophia was dead, but they were just hoping that she wasn't. In the comic book, Sophia is still alive, and Dale lasted a lot longer than he did in the television show. In the comic book, Dale is another one that's just very supportive of Rick and has Rick's back. And when Dale was killed off of the television show, I don't think anyone really cared. It wasn't as emotional as it could have been. And he was just really annoying. He was just going around busting everyone's balls for 40 minutes. And when he finally got his stomach ripped out by a bunch of zombies, I don't think there are a lot of people out there that genuinely cared. It was kind of like, this is an old man that's lucky to even be alive. Let's just kill him and let's just get it over with. And I think that's the difference between the television show and the comic book. The television show is, you know, kill or be killed kind of thing. And the comic book is very similar, kill or be killed, but it allows people to transform, to break stereotypes, to become something that they aren't. In the television show, Andrea, yeah, she can shoot a gun now, but she's still kind of held back by the fear that she had before. Of, you know, she was a civil rights lawyer, and she just didn't do the things that she's done now as far as shooting people and killing zombies and stuff. And it's taken her two seasons to start to kind of break out of her shell, when in the comic book, this transformation was more instinctual. And they ultimately became characters that they never knew existed in the first place. And I feel like it was more realistic. So with Shane being gone, Sophia being gone, and Dale being gone, the show's going to be very different. Without Sophia, I've said it before in other podcasts, Sophia and Carl are supposed to represent the old, young generation growing up and what it's like to grow up in a zombie apocalypse and how scarred they are emotionally and physically. And even though we see that full well with Carl and the things that Carl has gone through, it was just great in the comic book to kind of see him go through all of these problems with Sophia, because Sophia handles things very, very differently. So you don't really have that counterpoint now that you had in the comic book. So, aside from, you know, the middle of the season that was pretty weak and they were just building, and, you know, a lot of Maggie and Glenn things, which, I mean, I love Maggie and Glenn. Even in the television show, they're a really strong couple. They're like the cute couple that, you know, you kind of root for, because they do love each other in a weird way. And you might even say, yeah, they might not have given each other a chance if there was no zombie apocalypse, but they ultimately are the only people that really find love in the wake of this huge disaster. So I think that's being handled well. But at the same time, a series cannot survive on the emergence of one new character. Michonne's character has to be amazing, but the continued barbarism, savage attitude of Rick has to continue. Rick has to continue to change and be a warrior and be a maniac and do whatever he has to do to keep his people alive. So I don't know if the governor is next. I don't know if the prison is next. But regardless of where they go, they need Rick to be on his game, emotionally and physically. And if they stay true at all to the comic book, then Rick is going to have a lot of things that he's going to have to deal with emotionally and physically. And right now, it doesn't seem like he's ready to do those things. It seems like he still has a battle or two or three that he has to go through himself before he's ready to really lead this group of survivors. So I feel like until that happens, the show won't turn the corner that it's supposed to.